Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
We start the Splash for January 20th with the Phoenix Suns. They're back on the hardwood tonight against the new-look Houston Rockets. Suns reeling a bit, coming off a disappointing loss to Memphis on Monday. They've lost four of their last six. And once again, they'll be without big man Dario Saric, forward Jalen Smith, and center Damian Jones, who all remain in health and safety protocols. Cameron Payne, still questionable with the ankle sprain, although he did play in the last game. The Rockets, who are 1-2 since trading star guard James Harden to Brooklyn, will not have John Wall tonight. He is out with left knee soreness. That game gets underway at 7:30. You can hear it right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, beginning with pregame coverage at 7.
Yeah, got to win this one. I know it's not a must-win game. It's really ludicrous to suggest something like that in the NBA, but for the good of all of us, you got to win this one.
Yeah, coming home after this for back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday against Denver. Really good team, despite what the record says. They got an MVP candidate in Nikola Jokic. This is a big game to win. You want to reverse this trend that's going on. We'll get into a lot of Suns angles today. Coyotes also back at it tonight, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights at T-Mobile Center. Vegas beat the Coyotes 4-2 Monday night as the two teams are in the midst of four straight games against each other. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. You can catch that on Fox Sports Arizona Plus.
Yeah, there you go.
Big game for the Coyotes, too. They can forge over 500. Four games.
Game two of their four-game series. Yeah, I know.
How many games is the whole season this year? Like 52 or something?
56.
56, so
yes.
Almost the 10th of the season they're done.
Almost. Big news from the NFL today. Jared, can you kill the music just for a second? Just pot it down and then you can regain it. I think we need to reflect on this news.
All right.
Philip Rivers is calling it a career after 17 years in the NFL.
I will remember you.
Wow. I didn't know you cared.
Will you remember?
I'm just being a jerk about it.
Don't let your
Philip Rivers had himself a really good career, and he's got a really good reputation.
I know.
He did really good things for the NFL, and I think he performed very well for the Colts. I think he was good in that playoff loss. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him that last year elsewhere outside of San Diego was a positive experience for him. The bigger thing, though, and we're going to get into it today, is does the announcement of Philip Rivers, does that mean that the Larry Fitzgerald announcement, if there is going to be one, might drop at any minute? And the answer to that is yes. That's what the answer to that is.
It might. There's a lot of different ways to look at that question. I like that that's out there as well. Rivers was an 8-time Pro Bowler, 5th in league history with 63,440 passing yards, and ended his career with 8 straight seasons of 4,000 or more passing yards. And some people will say, oh, big deal. It's a passing league, 4,000 yards, not that big a deal. There's only a handful of guys that have done that 8 years in a row.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Peyton Manning, and Philip Rivers. That's it.
Now, because we care for our listeners far more than Doug Franz cares for you, who played a terrible joke on you all this morning, didn't he, Vinny?
Yeah, by saying Larry Fitzgerald was back.
Larry Fitzgerald's back. Dot, dot, dot. In the Waste Management Phoenix Open Pro-Am.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought Wolf was going to punch him.
Yeah. Probably should have. I'll say this because we care about our listeners. Be on guard when you hear the breaking news sounder at any point in time from this moment forward. Brace yourself. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
Just brace yourself.
The Detroit Lions have officially named their new head coach, hiring Dan Campbell away from the New Orleans Saints, giving him a 6-year deal. Campbell's head coaching experience limited to 12 games as an interim with the Miami Dolphins in 2015 after Joe Philbin was fired. He went 5-7. He's never been a coordinator in the league, and only those 12 games as an interim head coach. Rams reportedly tabbing Raheem Morris as their next defensive coordinator. Morris served as the interim head coach of the Falcons for most of 2020. He steps in for Brandon Staley, who parlayed his 1 year as Rams DC into a head coaching job with the Chargers. So the upheaval and movement continues in the NFC West. More so in the other three cities outside of Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. A division in flux, and the changes continue to come.
Mm-hmm. D-backs signed veteran lefty Ryan Buchter to a minor league deal yesterday. The 33-year-old pitched in 10 games with the Angels last year. He spent time with Atlanta, San Diego, Kansas City, and Oakland. The Toronto Blue Jays have dipped into the free agent pool, signing former Houston Astros outfielder George Springer to a reported 6-year deal worth $150 million. Springer, a 3-time All-Star and the MVP of the 2017 World Series. And also, and I continue to be amazed by this, even though I shouldn't be, fourth all-time in Major League history with 19 postseason home runs. That just goes to show you there's too many postseason games in baseball.
Yeah, yeah. And it's easy to get close to setting records when you know what pitch is coming.
That too!
Uh-huh.
The NCAA released the schedule for the 2021 men's basketball tournament on Tuesday. First round will begin on a Friday. Of course, the tournament held entirely in Indiana will begin with the first four on Thursday, March 18th at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette and Assembly Hall in Bloomington. First two rounds will be played at those venues plus four venues in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Hinkle Fieldhouse, and Indiana Farmers Coliseum. From the 19th through the 22nd. So it's going to be a little truncated, a little weird that the opening day won't be on a Thursday, but instead on a Friday.
Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, we continue to make adjustments on the fly in all of our tweaking of the sports world. And finally, speaking of tweaking in the sports world, Tiger Woods has undergone a fifth back surgery and announced he'll miss PGA Tour events at Torrey Pines and Riviera, those in late January and mid-February.
Uh-huh. And you know what comes up very shortly after that? Augusta. Yeah, it's really weird to see this after watching that Tiger Woods documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a new appreciation for all of it. It was tawdry. It was salacious at times. It was good storytelling at times.
It was a little thin. It was a little unsatisfying. I think it was... It wasn't great, but it was good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good way to put it.